This video is being circulated by the friends and supporters of Zhao Zhishen, a 26-year-old book editor who has not been seen or heard from since December. If you're watching this video, she says, I've been taken away by the police. Rights groups say she's among dozens of people who have been detained since taking part in demonstrations against China's zero-COVID policy in November.
I was not surprised by the crackdown, by the punishment by the government, but I was very surprised by the actions and courage of young people.
The protests in several cities were the largest seen in China for decades. They were sparked by the death of 10 people in an apartment block fire in the western city of Urumqi. Critics say their deaths were preventable and blamed strict COVID-19 controls. Some called for the stepping down of Chinese leader Xi Jinping, but most stood in solidarity with those who died, demanding an end to restrictions.
We have the right to express our emotions. Our sympathy is for those who lost their lives. That's why we went to the scene. This vigil was attended by thousands of people. We followed the rules without conflict with police.
President Xi downplayed the movement as frustrated students, but shortly afterwards, police began contacting, questioning and warning those who attended, saying the gatherings were illegal. Protesters say they did not give their details to authorities.
This area by the Liangma River here in Beijing is where protesters gathered in November. Like most public places in the city, it's blanketed with high-tech surveillance cameras like this one.
China has one of the most sophisticated surveillance systems in the world. Facial recognition cameras and mobile phone tracking devices were used to identify demonstrators, say rights groups. China's foreign ministry has denied any mistreatment.
China is governed by the rule of law, and the various legal rights and freedoms enjoyed by Chinese citizens are fully guaranteed.
Zhao Zhishen was initially detained for 24 hours and released. But as some of her friends began to disappear in the weeks to follow, she suspected she would be next.
If they want to convict us, show the public the evidence. Do not let us disappear from this world unjustly.
Friends of Zhao have told Al Jazeera they are very concerned for her well-being. She was last heard from on Christmas Eve. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.